All right, Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13, we're only going to be there for just a second, and then we're going to move to a couple more places tonight. So Proverbs chapter 13 and verse number 15. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15. The Bible says, good understanding giveth favor. Now this is the part I want you to get. But the way of the transgressors is hard. Now, don't you think about that for a minute. Just think about that phrase, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. The journey the transgressor makes, it's difficult, it's hard. What does transgress mean? Transgress means to pass over or beyond a limit. To go past the limits that God has for you is where things become difficult, become hard. It's to offend by violating a law or to sin. The transgressor is a person that disregards the authority of God and sets up his own laws. He doesn't like rules. He doesn't like to obey. And they have a hard way because of it. In Proverbs 11:6, it says, the righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. And so what a transgressor is, somebody that just doesn't like rules. They're going to bypass the boundaries of what God's rules are, and they're going to do their own thing their own way. That's a transgressor. I heard somebody say recently, and also I think I read it on one of the Facebook pages for the questions for the young adult class, and it stuck with me ever since then when they asked the question. Whoever asked it, I don't even know. Some of them, I think they just... they got from the college students, but some of them Brother Paul made up and put on there. But one of the questions is, they said, is why is it so hard to be a Christian and live the Christian life? And I began to think about, the Bible says that when we're walking with Jesus, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. But it says that the way of a transgressor is hard. And I want to make some statements. I'm going to tell you the ending from the beginning. I don't think it's hard to live the Christian life. I think it's hard to live the Christian life when we're transgressing. I don't think it's hard to live the Christian life when we're walking with God. And so I'm going to make some statements about that and show you that, kind of prove that point in the verses. But let me talk to you some things about some ways that we see are hard. I believe that there is a hard way just in this world because of sin. Just because of sin at the very beginning. When Adam fell... Adam and Eve fell. When they sinned, remember what they said, there was going to be problems. The woman's going to have problems in childbirth, and the snake's going to have to now crawl on his belly. And then he said that man was going to have to work by the sweat of his face. And he was going to have to toil, and he had to work. So since the fall of man, people have had it pretty tough. You've had to work hard for everything. Now, it wasn't that way in the garden before that. It wasn't difficult. It wasn't working by the sweat of your face. It was just there for them. But after the fall of man, it's difficult. This world's got some difficult things within it. In fact, in Romans 8 and verse 22, it says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of the body. Meaning this, we're all this world, creation, everybody, saved, lost, everybody in this world, whether it's a creature or whether it's a person, it's all groaning in travail, just waiting for the day that the Lord puts everything back right the way it's supposed to be. There's just hardness in this world, period. Whether you're a Christian or whether you're not a Christian, there are difficult things that happen in this life. Folks, listen, before the fall of man, there would never have been a baby born blind. There would never have been somebody born with sicknesses. There was no Down syndrome babies would have been born in the Garden of Eden. Everything was perfect, but since the fall of man, we're seeing diseases and we're seeing things happen in the world. That all happened because sin entered into the world and death came with sin. And so we're seeing that happen. This world is a hard thing anyway. There's some hardness that are in this world anyway. But folks, listen, somebody says, well, I don't understand why it's so hard to be a Christian. I would say this hardness that we're talking about is universal. Whether you're saved or lost, there are some difficult things that we face in this life, whether you're saved or whether you're lost. Let me say something else. For the condemned, let me say this, for those that are lost, the lost in this world, let me say this, the way of a transgressor is hard for the lost that are in this world. Now, I know what you're thinking, because this is where the thought comes from with somebody. They say, it seems like the lost people in this world have it better than some of the Christians in this world. How many of you have ever thought that before? Maybe two or three of you. But the truth is, a lot of us have thought that. They may not say it tonight, but a lot of us have thought that, you know, it seems like they've got it easier if they don't have the same troubles, they don't have the same problems. I'm telling you, I want you to just mark this down. Everybody has problems. Everybody has troubles. The difference is we have Jesus to help get us through the troubles, the Holy Spirit to help get us through the troubles, the Word of God to help get us through the troubles. Everybody out there, I don't care who they are, they may seem to not have trouble, but I'm telling you, they have troubles too. They all have troubles. And let me tell you, one of the greatest troubles they've got is they don't have eternal life. And as good as this life is for them, this is as good as it will ever be. It's all downhill from here. For us, this is as bad as it will ever be. It's all going up from here. And so that's the idea. I won't read it, but if you get a chance, go and read Psalm 73. In Psalm 73, the psalmist talks about, man, it was just hard for me. I was looking around and everybody else seemed to be prospering and I seemed to have trouble and they seemed to have nothing. He said, until I went into the sanctuary and then it was made known to me their end. Folks, listen. When you come to church, you realize that those of us that have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we have something waiting on us at the end of this journey. For them, they have nothing waiting on them at the end of this journey but eternal separation from God and eventually the lake of fire. That's all they have waiting for them. You say, well, what should that motivate us to do? It should motivate us to go tell them about Jesus Christ. It should motivate us to go tell people about that. That's another message that I'll bring at another time. It should motivate us to do that. But folks, we look at it and we say, man, they've got everything. You remember the man that was in Luke chapter number 12 that he said, man, I've got everything going really well. I think I'll turn my barns and make more because I've got so much. And God said, thou fool, today shall thy soul be required of thee. Meaning, today you're going to die. Listen, what shall it profit man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So we're looking around at this world and saying, well, they've got this car, or they've got this thing, or they've got that thing. But I'm just telling you that they don't have Jesus. They may have a lot of things, but they really have nothing. And so we've got to think that way. Let me tell you, listen, the way of the transgressor is hard. The way of the Christian is not hard. It's not hard to be a Christian. It's not hard. For the Christian, let me say this now. I want you to get this to the root of the message. Here it is. For the Christian. There is enough difficulty in this world already. There's enough, I just told you some of the things. There's enough difficulty in this world already. Let me tell you, you don't need to make it harder by transgression. For the saved person, watch, you don't need to try to make it, it's already hard enough in this world. We already have problems because of sin. Listen, you don't need to make your life harder because you're bringing more sin into your life. I want you, everybody, listen to me. Listen, the way of the transgressor is hard. Whenever we're transgressing, sinning, going outside the boundaries of what God says, that's when life starts to get difficult. Living within the boundaries of what God says and doing what God said for you, that should not be a difficult life. Listen, I can see, watch it, I want you to get it. I can see some of you saying, yes, but it's hard for me to overcome my past once I got saved. I understand that. I can understand that. Somebody says, but it's hard for me to overcome what he said, my experiences that I've had in my life. I was abused or I had this issue, and now I approach everything that way. I understand that type of thinking. I understand that. I understand somebody saying, listen, my parents and my father's fathers have made such bad decisions that now they put me in a place in life that it's really hard for me to escape kind of the economic way that we've lived. It's hard for me to break out of that ceiling and go further in my life. I can understand somebody making those statements. But I'm talking about for a Christian to live the Christian life, no matter in what area of life you're in or where you live or what you're doing or what your circumstances are, to live out the Christian life should not be hard. Shouldn't be hard. Somebody says, you know what? It's hard to be married. It's not hard to be married. I want you to get this. It's not hard to be married. It should be a joy to be married. We're saying it's hard to have a married life. No, it isn't. It isn't hard to have a married life if you're doing it by God's word. It's hard to have a married life when you're going against, when you're transgressing, you're going outside the bounds of what God's word says. Now it's becoming hard. But when you're keeping it in the bounds of what God's word says, it's easy. Look, the yoke and the burden is easy whenever you will get within God's word and live your life according to God's word. The only times my wife and I have a problem is when one of us will step outside the bounds of what God wants for us. When we're within the bounds, it's peaceful, it's kind, it's loving, it's good, it's long-suffering. All those things are there. It's joyful because we're in the bounds of God. Transgressing becomes hard. When you're just doing what God says, it's not hard. Listen, it's not hard to be a good husband. You say, it's hard to be a good husband. No, it's not. It is not hard to be a good husband based on the Word of God. It's not hard to be a good wife based on the Word of God. It's not hard. If we would just line ourselves up with what God's Word actually says. It's not difficult. It's the way of the transgressor that's hard. You say, well, it's hard to keep my body under subjection and not give in to sin. No, it's not. It's not hard. The problem is we're making provision for the flesh and then we fulfill the lust thereof. But look, it would not be hard if we would just line ourselves up what God's Word says. The reason why we've got difficulties in our life sometimes, and I'm preaching right to us this evening. The reason why we have problems sometimes in our life, we say it's hard, is because we're not keeping the flesh under subjection. Amen. We're letting the lust of our flesh go, and we're feeding our flesh, and then we're saying it's too hard to live the Christian life. Let me tell you, there's people in here that work out. Let me tell you, I did say, for those of you that work out, you know what you'd say? It's not hard for me to work out. But is it hard for you to work out? Is it hard for you to work out? No, it's not. You say no. You say, it's not hard for me to work out. Miss Liz, is it hard for you to go to the gym and work out? No, it's not hard. When I used to do it all the time, You can't tell, but I used to do it all the time. It was not hard for me to go to the gym. I enjoyed it. In fact, I'd go there for 2 or 3 hours a day. I had no problem. I loved going to the gym. That was 20 years ago. So I used to love to go. I used to enjoy. It was not hard for me to do it. But you know what? Right now it is. I can come up with every excuse in the world not to go. It is hard for me. Why? Because my flesh says, I don't want to stretch. I don't want to run. I don't want to pick up that weight. And I'm feeding my flesh and I'm not strengthening my body. The same thing's true with your spiritual walk. You know what? I can look at some of you and I can tell you lift weights. I can tell you lift weights. But you know what? We should be able to look at some of you and say, you also are lifting spiritual weights. You've been working out with God because your spirituality starts showing. You say, but it's too hard. Let me tell you, it's not too hard to pick up your Bible and read your Bible and walk with God. It's really not that hard. We've made it hard. We've made things hard because we're feeding our flesh instead of feeding our spirit. It's not hard to be married. It's not hard to put ourselves in subjection. Let me tell you something else. It's not hard to be a parent. You say, you just started. Hold on. I may change this message down the road. But I'm telling you what. This is what I'm going to tell you. There will be difficulties that will come. I know. We're in a fallen world. But I'm saying this. It's not difficult to make a plan that I'm going to try to put the principles in my life, in my home. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing hard about that. There's nothing hard about me saying I'm going to keep the wrong things out and put the right things in. I've told you already, listen, I know this to be 100% true from dealing enough with y'all and knowing what the Word of God says. You can do everything right and your kid can still go the wrong way. Why? Because they have freedom of choice. But I'm telling you, as far as you trying to be what God's asked you to be as a parent, you can do it. You say, that's just too hard. It's not too hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. It's not too hard for you to read your Bible to your child or to have a devotion. I've asked people for years, would you please do some devotion? Would you please read to your children? Would you please pray with your children? Would you please have a devotion with your wife? Would you please read with your wife? Would you please pray with your wife? And people don't do it still. It's not hard. It's really not hard. It's just that we're not making time to do it. It's not hard. We're talking about what's hard, the way of the transgressor is hard. Living a Christian life is not hard. It's not meant to be hard. It's not meant to be hard. I don't know how much this I'll get through because there's more in it than I thought there was. Listen, being a hard worker and doing your job at work, it's not hard. It's not hard. You say, but you don't know my boss. Well, then pray that God would give you a better boss and a better position to go somewhere else. But I'm telling you, you doing the very best that you can do, that's not hard. It's not hard. You say, well, I got a sorry boss. Then let me tell you what you do. You do the absolute dead level best that you're supposed to do. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as unto the Lord, Ephesians chapter 6. That's what you do. And you ask God, God, can you give me a better job? There may be some difficulties on your job with your boss. That's true. But it doesn't stop you from doing what God asks you to do. The way the transgressor's hard. Just being a good Christian, it's not hard to do it. It's not difficult to do it. We can do it. Listen, being faithful to church and being involved in church, you say, what's just too hard? It's not too hard. Let me tell you why I know it's not too hard. Because you can be faithful to a whole lot of things outside of church. You can be real faithful to other things. But being faithful to the things of God, they become hard. And you say, it's too hard. Preacher, it's just too hard to be faithful to God and to the things of God. It's not too hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. Being faithful to God, it's not hard. It really isn't. No amens. That's okay, though. I can see a Christian having a hard time because of persecution. Now, that's true. The Bible talks about those that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. I believe that to be true. There's people in other countries right now that are being persecuted for their faith. They've got it hard because of persecution. I believe that. That's 100%. That's irrefutable. But I'm talking about the Christian life. The Christian life should not be hard because of sin. The Christian life, listen, the way of the transgressor is hard. It shouldn't be hard because of sin. I told you, I said the verse already, at Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Listen, we said my yoke is easy, my burden is light. The way of the transgressor is hard. The person that will walk with Jesus Christ, he said it's light and it's easy. We can do it. We're finding it hard. Look at Galatians chapter 5 with me really quickly. I've already lost a couple of you already. That's okay. Galatians chapter 5. I want you to see this. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. And look at verse number 16. Watch what it says. This I say then, watch, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, unto another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I want you to get something really quick. Watch. If you will walk with Christ, and if you'll be filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit, you won't have to do any labor to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering. What's the next one? Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, or temperance. You say, well, I got to work at goodness. No, you got to work at just walking with God. If you'll walk with God and be filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit, then what's going to come out of your life is the fruit of the Spirit. I hope you're really listening to me tonight. What's going to come out of your life is the fruit of the Spirit. But folks, listen, if you're walking after the flesh, what he said, I'm having a hard time with adulterous thoughts. The way the transgressor is hard. You're going to have difficulty in your marriage because you're feeding the flesh instead of walking in the Spirit. Folks, I didn't take nothing out of context. That's what it said. You are feeding your flesh, you're having problems with your marriage, you're having problems with adultery. You're feeding your flesh, you say, well, I've got a problem with fornication. I just can't control myself. I want to follow after my lusts with somebody else. You wouldn't have that if you're walking in the Spirit. You wouldn't fulfill the lusts of your flesh. You say, but it's hard for me to live this Christian life, to fight this thing. The reason why it's hard, everybody watch me, the reason why it's hard, it's because you're not filled with the Word of God and the Spirit of God. You're filled with the flesh. And you're following the flesh. And that's what's happening to us. That's what's going on with people right now. You say, well, it's too hard for my marriage. It's because you're filled with the flesh instead of the Spirit. It's too hard for me to live the Christian life. It's because you're filled with the flesh instead of the Spirit. That's all it is. That's all it really boils down to, folks. That's it. In a nutshell, that's it. You say, well, I have problems with uncleanness and lasciviousness. Those are sexual sins. I'm having problems with those things. If you're having problems with sexual sins, everybody pay attention, watch. If you're having problems with sexual sins, it's because you're feeding the flesh way more than you're feeding the Spirit. It's because you're feeding the flesh way more than the Spirit. And so you need to cut some things out of your life that you know are feeding you the wrong way and start feeding yourself the right way. Somebody, if Miss Liz was to say, she told me before, if you want to get in better shape, I can give you a plan to get in better shape. Get this now. If you want to get in better shape, I can give you a plan to get in better shape. Ask her how many times I've come to her and said, where's the plan? You know what? I've never gone to her and asked her, where's the plan? You know why? I don't want the plan. Because I'm not going to do the plan. You know why? Because I think the plan's hard. You know what she would say? Plan's easy. I hope you're getting this. She would say the plan's easy. What I'm saying to you is the plan is actually easy. We're making it hard. Why? Because we don't want to do it. We don't want to do what God says to do. We want to do what the world says to do, what our flesh says to do, what everybody else says to do. We don't want to do what the Word of God says to do. And look, and let me tell you another reason. I'm just going to give you all the points without even going through the points. Let me tell you this. This is the part that most people have a biggest problem with, is this. It's because you come to church and you get in here and you hear the preacher preach or the teachers teach or the Word of God spoken of, and it's hammering the same thing over and over and over again. And you know what you say? This is what you say. I don't even want to come. Why? Why don't you want to come? I don't even want to come because when I come, I something's said and I feel convicted. Then why don't you change? Now, if it was just me telling you, I don't think you should wear black shirts with USA written on it, well, that you can do whatever you want to then, because that's just me. But if somebody gets up here and opens the Word of God and says, this is what the Word of God says, and the Holy Spirit says, that's right, that's what's going on with you right there, then you have no reason to be upset. What you are to say is, you're absolutely right, I've got to fix that in my life. But it's hard for me to come to church because you're always saying something from the Word of God. Yeah, that's why we come to church. So we can get something from the Word of God so we can get ourselves right with God. That's what this thing's about. That's what we're trying to do. Yeah, listen, he's trying to keep me using Miss Liz, but she's a perfect example of it. But if I paid Miss Liz to be my personal trainer, like you pay me to be your pastor, if I paid her to be my personal trainer, And I went to her and she said, here's another Twinkie, just eat a Twinkie. And I'm getting fatter and fatter and fatter and I'm not getting any healthier. I might be liking it. I mean, I really like that. But you know what? After a while, she ain't doing her job. She ain't doing her job. You know what she ought to be doing? Watch now. She ought to be getting in my face and saying, don't eat another Twinkie or Ding Dong or Cupcake or any of those things like that. You shouldn't be eating one. No more ice cream for you. What you need to be doing, instead of ice cream, you need to do about 50 crunches. And she ought to tell me that, right? Because I need that. I need that. She ought to tell, you know what? She's doing her job because she's telling me I ought to do it. You know what I'm going to say to her? But it's hard. And she's going to say, yeah, but it's good for you. You know what you're saying? Yeah, but it's hard. I don't even like coming here because it's hard. Yeah, but it's good for you. It's good for you if you would change it. Listen, it fixed some of our marriages. I just went through a prayer list. I wouldn't even tell you. I wouldn't even say it. But there's a ton off the prayer list that we've got, a ton of marriage stuff that I'm praying at. And that's just what's on the list is just some that have made to said publicly. There's people struggling. Listen to me. All over this church, there's people struggling. People are struggling all over the place. You say, is it just our church? It's in every church people are struggling. And I'm going to tell you, and people are saying, well, it's just too hard. It is not too hard. It's not too hard. We're making it too hard. Because we just won't. Look, the transgressor goes past the bounds of God. If we would have stayed within the bounds of God, we wouldn't have this problem. Amen. We're feeding our flesh. We're playing around with Facebook and YouTube and all this stuff and getting all these influences from everywhere else telling us what we want to hear instead of spending time just getting in God's Word and seeing what God wants us to do. Amen. And lining ourselves up with God. That's what we've got to start doing in our lives, folks. Because if we don't, we're going to keep fulfilling the flesh, and we're going to keep having, say, I'm having hard problems in my life, and I'm having hard problems in my family. It'll continue to be hard because of what? Transgression. It'll continue to be hard because of it. I thought about going to Hebrews chapter 12. You can go there some other time if you want to, but in the first two verses, it says, you know, seeing we're compassed out with so great a cloud of witnesses. There's people that have done it before. He gave you all of chapter 11, people that have done it, and they've come from some pretty bad situations. So listen, you have no excuse to not do it. He says, seeing we're compassed out with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Let me tell you why you can't run the race and you can't do well in the race. It's because you're carrying weight and sin with you, and it's slowing you down from being able to run the race for God. You say, it's too hard to run the race. It's too hard to run the race because you're carrying weight and sin that God didn't intend for you to carry. Listen, have you ever tried running with a big rucksack on your back before? I have. I've tried running with a big rucksack on my back for a long, long, long distance. And it is way harder to run with a big rucksack on your back than it is to run with all the weight off of you. It's way easier to run that way. Let me tell you, some of us, the reason why we're saying it's so hard to live the Christian life is we're weighted down with so many junky things. Listen, he said the weight and the sin. I think there's some things that we've got to get rid of that we know are sin in our life. I think there's other things we need to get rid of that are just weights in our life. There are things that are dragging you down, and you're letting them drag you down. Whether it's people, whether it's stuff you're entertaining yourself with, and you're letting them drag you down and stop you from running the race well. Now, listen, some of you have already started looking off in a different direction, checking your watches, and you're done. I mean, you were done when I gave the introduction. But I'm telling you, I'm trying to tell you, I care enough to tell you that some of the reason why we're going off track and getting further off track is because we're transgressing. We've got weights and we've got sin that is making it difficult. Instead of fighting our way to do what's right, we're giving in to we say it's too hard, and we're giving into it, and we're messing ourselves up. It's a spiritual battle, and we're doing it. We're just following the wrong way. He said, let go of the weight and sin. Some of us, it's because we got a weight and a sin. And then he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Some of us, it's because we've lost focus of Jesus Christ. We'll stop looking unto Christ. I want you to think about this for a second. If you get a running track, it has, how many lanes does a running track have? Like six lanes? Let's just say it has six lanes. But if you start in the first lane is the closest in. And you run, I wish I'd looked at the distance, I don't remember what it is. But you run, if you're running in the first lane, four laps, all right, in lane number one, if you drift out to lane number six and run four laps, you're running farther than you've ran if you ran in lane number one the whole time. Right? You've had to run harder. You've had to expend more energy. It's been more difficult. You've wanted to quit because it's taken you longer. And why? Because you got further and further away from where you should have been the whole time. Let me tell you, the further you get away from God, I promise you, the further you get away from God, the harder this life is going to be for you. Amen. Living the Christian life. You can live out there with the world, but I'm telling you, living the Christian life, it'd be hard because you're transgressing. You know what he says in Hebrews as well? He talks about the chastening of God. You say, well, it's hard. You know what? My life could have been great at my house with no problems if I just would have done what my parents told me to do. When I stepped out of the bounds and transgressed, you know what happened to me? You guessed it. Just in case CPS is looking and there's no statute of limitations, I won't say what happened to me. But I get in a lot of trouble. You know what? I never liked being in trouble. You know what all I had to do was not do wrong. I wouldn't get in trouble. God says in Hebrews chapter 12 that he chastens those that he loves. And we're getting chastened. And the reason why we're getting chastened by God is because he loves us enough to tell us, you're on the wrong track. You've drifted too far away. You need to get back over here where you're supposed to be. And that's what's happening to a lot of people. And we have got to get back on track with God. It's because of our flesh instead of the Spirit of God. Let me tell you, we've been talking about this whole thing about the spiritual warfare. And I was talking to Gary about this today. I was thinking, you know, not only are some of us drifted from lane one to lane six, in our run, but now we've got hurdles that we've got to try to jump over. Anybody try jumping hurdles? I've never been able to do that. All right, now we're having hurdles because we've opened the door to let Satan put obstacles in our life. And what I'm telling you is this, look, we have played around long enough with this world. We've played around long enough. Some of us are dabbling way too much with the devil. Dabbling way too much with sin and with darkness, and it's eventually going to get us. And it's time to wake up. You know what we need more than anything else? It's just us. It's Wednesday night. It's our family. We're just having a family meeting. You know what we need more than anything else? Revival. We need revival in our hearts. You say, I want revival in my home. You need to start with revival in your own heart. We need revival in our hearts that will lead to revival in our homes, or lead to revival in our churches. We need it. You know what revival of? Of just getting back in love with God, God's Word, and walking with God. We need revival of it again. See, what you're thinking I'm saying is we need more standards. I'm not talking about we need more standards. I'm talking about we need to walk closer to God. So when God says, that's not right for my life, you say, well, it's not a sin, God. Yeah, but it may be a weight that's dragging you down. You need to just get away from. You know what it is in your own life. And you know what you need to get away from in your own life that's dragging you down and causing you problems. Let me tell you, living the Christian life is not hard. Some of us are making it hard, but it's not hard. Being married is not hard. Being a Christian is not hard. Loving God is not hard. Reading God's Word is not hard. Showing up to church is not hard. Being involved in church and loving your brother, it's not hard. Listen, being a good husband, it's not hard. Being a good wife, it's not hard. Being a good parent, it's not hard. Being a good worker at work, it's not hard. The things that God has told us to do, He's told us to do it for a reason. It wasn't intended to be hard. It was intended for us to be something we would obey. And when we say we won't obey it, we're making it hard for ourselves. Now I know what some are thinking. This is exactly what takes place. I didn't read it, but I'll just tell you. In Isaiah chapter 30, God's talking to His people, His own children, and He says this: you would rather have smooth, He talks about smooth preaching. Some people, what they want, they just want to come in and get some smooth talking. It's the same thing as in 2 Timothy chapter 4, where it says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort. Nobody likes that. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. It says, for the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine. They will not endure sound doctrine. They don't want sound doctrine. They will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own selves, they heap themselves teachers having itching ears. You should turn away their ears from the truth and should be turned into fables. You know what these people would rather have? Smooth talking. Just tell me something that makes me feel good. What they'd rather have is somebody tell me a fable, tell me a story, don't preach me the Word of God. That's what people would rather have. You know what we need tonight? We need every one of us tonight to get a place with God right now in our heart or on our knees and say, God, I got to get some things right with You right now. I have made this harder than You intended this to be for me. I'm making it harder because I just won't submit myself to You. And I won't just walk in the boundaries You've set for my life. I'm making my life harder than it has to be because of my transgression. Maybe we need to get that thing right with God tonight. Let's stand. Lord God, Father, we ask You to bless tonight, touch the hearts of these people. Lord, I pray Your Holy Spirit would make a connection in the hearts of the folks that heard the message tonight. Lord, You'd please start to work in them. Father, I pray that if somebody's here today and they heard something that struck a nerve and they had a feeling that came from that, Lord, I pray that You'd help them and bear witness in their heart that what was preached was from Your Word. And Lord, what they felt was from Your Spirit. And Lord, it's because they need to make some adjustments in their life. Father, we all do. Lord, help us. Help us. There's enough good soldiers in this army that are falling already. We don't need any more. We don't need another single person in this place or in any place to fall out. Lord, we're making our life too hard by the things we put in our lives. And I pray you'd help us to start shedding some of those things out so that we can pick up your yoke and find that it is easy and it is light. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us to put that practice in our life tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. She's going to play. Why don't you come pray tonight?